Welcome to the WJBM Outdoor Show, coming to you from the WJBM studios in Jerseyville, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Aaron Quillen. I operate Monarch Rivers, where the mission is simple: kill big deer. With me, Bob Jones of Outrageous Outdoors.
Hi, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, Bob. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How's your season been?
Oh, it's been rough. We've been trying to kill some really decent deer we've been seeing on trail cams, but they've been nocturnal.
Okay.
Except for maybe one day out of the entire year.
Welcome to smart deer.
That's right. They don't get big for any small reason.
Right. It was an interesting year so far. I think the rut was hard and heavy starting about the second half of October.
Yeah, I think that's about when it started. I saw bucks chasing does about October. Then November 1st, they started disappearing.
Yeah.
By the 5th or 6th, we weren't seeing hardly any big bucks. Seeing a lot of little bucks running around the fields and looking for does, but or running away from the big bucks, one of the two.
Yeah. It seemed like that stereotypical rut where you just couldn't get them to stop.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah, the deer were moving. Every time I saw a bigger deer, he was walking through the field. He put his head down, grab a bite of food, and take off in the woods.
Yeah. We had does that were afraid to eat in the food plots. They've been harassed so bad.
Oh, yeah, we had does came out in the food plot. They'd bend down to start picking some food. They'd look up, look both ways, grab another bite, look both ways, and take off back in the woods.
Right. How's your waterfowl action been?
It's been slow.
Okay.
We've killed a few ducks. You know, it's not a banner season. You know, there are some people that are killing a lot of ducks, but where we're at, we don't have any feed in our area, and the refuge doesn't have any feed in it, so the ducks aren't staying around us or flying around us, so it's been kind of slow.
Okay, have you been on the Illinois?
Been on the Illinois River, okay. Near the Illinois. Yeah, we've been hunting a lake near the Illinois River.
Okay. All right. That's awesome. What'd you bring in here tonight?
I brought in a couple of thermal scopes.
Okay.
Since we can shoot thermals at some animals, like coyotes and things this time of year at night.
Yeah.
And even during the day, they work really good during the day. You know, thermal scopes are really good to put on your rifles to go coyote hunting.
Okay. You know, I learned something new, new to me. I had a false assumption, I guess a false premise that I had been making. I found out that you can use like a thermal, like a handheld device while deer hunting. Right? So essentially on your walk in, or when you're in your stand and you want to get out, you can use a thermal to make sure that you're not going to bump any deer.
Yeah, you can use a thermal to do that, as long as it's not mounted on your gun, and to use as a scope.
Yeah,
to shoot deer.
And then the thing that I found most interesting is, as long as you can't be in your truck or on a four wheeler or a horse, right? You can't be in a transportation, but a form of transportation. But for the simple aspect of I'm walking into my stand, I got to go through an agricultural field. Are there deer out here feeding right now?
Right.
Which,
do I want to walk through there right now?
Exactly. I've always been a big fan of a daylight entry. And I'm gonna have to come in and get one of these so I can prove it.
Right.
Yeah. Now, with the scopes that you brought here, what are these? Is it ATN?
Yeah, both of them are ATNs. One of them is on the entry-level side.
Okay.
You know, it's around $600 to $700.
Okay.
It's a day-night smart scope, rifle scope. It looks like a TV screen during the day. Looks like you're looking at a TV screen as you're panning, and you can use it for, it's a regular scope. you know, that you can see how far the deer are. It's got, you know, it's in 1080p and ultra HD, and it goes from what, 5 to 20 times zoom. You know, when you 20 times zoom stuff, you know, it's unbelievable how close you can get to them, and it works like a rifle scope. It's all computerized to where, you know, you touch a button, zoom it in, and you're on the animal just like a regular scope. Shoot it.
And so that's a thermal at night.
Right.
And a regular scope during the day?
Yes. Wow. Well, it's a night vision type. It's more like if you would have at night, it would be a picture looking like a trail cam picture, black and white.
Okay. So that uses infrared.
Infrared.
Okay.
Okay. So you're using that day night spark scope.
So then that would be legal for anything like coyotes. I guess coyotes.
You could use it. You could use it deer hunting during the day.
Because
it's not a thermal.
Yes.
Yep. So you could use it during the day. Okay. And then at night you could use it for hunting coyotes or foxes or whatever other animal you want to hunt at night, coons or anything. That would be legal for that.
Okay.
You know, the thermal would be legal, you know, to shoot coyotes at night or during the day.
Yep.
You know, I don't believe that you can use the thermal scope to actually shoot deer. I don't believe you can.
I don't know what it would. No, I don't think so. You can.
So
I don't know about that.
But I'll tell you, for coyotes, it's just amazing. You know, you can see the coyote. You can see coyotes unbelievably easy.
Yeah.
With that, and they show up perfectly. You see the outline of the animal. You know, there's different color schemes you can use: red, yellow, you know, green, white hot, black hot, to where the animal lights up white or lights up black or lights up yellow if he's really hot.
Okay.
There's different color schemes you can use, and the thermals gives you a big advantage, you know, over using regular lights.
Yeah.
You know, because the animals get really smart at lights, you know, red lights, green lights, white lights.
Yes.
Once they get shot at once with those, you'll never be able to shoot that same animal again.
Okay.
You know, and they will alert the other animals whenever those lights are there to stay away.
Okay.
And thermals, it's a game changer because they can't see the thermal scope.
Thermals,
you can see the animals, and that's it.
The thermal doesn't broadcast a light.
No, it doesn't.
That's to where, like, the infrared is a broadcast light.
Right.
Okay. All right. And then, so this one here, which is the day and night, it's like a entry level.
Right.
And you said that goes for?
About $700 to $800.
Okay.
There's a couple different ones depending on the amount of zoom.
Oh, okay.
You know, up to the 20 times zoom, that's the more expensive. It's around $800.
Yep.
You know, there's a $600 one that's around 15 times zoom.
It'll okay.
go up to like 5 to 15. And works really well. You know, good entry level. Somebody wants to start trying to shoot animals with a night vision scope, that'd be really good to use.
Okay. And everything I've read on the thermal stuff, the zoom is by far the most important.
It is.
Yeah.
And whenever you got to get a, I can't remember exactly what it is, but there's so many pixels that it's got to be the right amount of pixels for it to not be pixelated, what they call it, to where you can see the animal, but you can't, and it doesn't look right. So now the more expensive you get, the better the picture.
Okay.
You know, so a good entry level thermal around $1,000 will get you a good picture, but the farther away it is and the more you zoom in on it, the more pixelated it gets.
Okay.
So you get up to a $2,000, like a Pulsar or ATN or an AGM. There's different brands. $2,000 to $3,000 one is about, we sell a lot of those because they get really good pictures in the thermal range.
Okay.
And the animals show up clear.
Yeah.
And you can, when you zoom in, you just put the X on and pull the trigger.
Okay.
You know, and you got to know the range. You know, they don't range find for you. The range finding ones probably start around $5,000.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
But I'll tell you, there's guys, and you can take pictures of the animals in through the thermal, videos, and you can attach your phones to these things to where somebody's looking on the phone while you're shooting the animal and can tell you if you hit it or not.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of different things you can do with these thermals. They're just amazing. You know, they're so technologically advanced.
Okay.
That it unbelievably helps. Helps you in the woods know you hit something at night. You know, it's a game changer for night hunting.
Okay, so for those guys that aren't really into waterfowl, when deer season's over, they don't have to be depressed.
That's right. Yeah, put a thermal on your gun you like and go shoot some coyotes.
No,
at night.
Right, right. And it doesn't have to be daylight when it gets dark so darn early.
Right.
Now, what are some of the best times, you know, to go out coyote hunting? I mean, maybe breeding season. You know, right. what are some of the phases of coyote season?
I don't know really.
Okay.
You know, there is right now, I'll tell you, when I've been deer hunting, bow hunting, and you're getting ready to get out of the woods right at dark, I've been hearing a lot of coyote pups lately.
Yeah.
You know, yelping, and then all of a sudden you'll hear barking and then howling, you know, males, females, and pups. And I think right now, right after dark, is some of the best time right now that you could get some coyotes shot.
Yeah, yeah. During the second gun season, we were hearing, we had a few hunts interrupted by coyotes.
Yeah.
And it really makes you want to get out there.
It does. And whenever I get on my trail cams, you know, I look at my pictures all the time. I'll get a picture of a deer and a couple of pictures of a deer. And then all of a sudden, the next picture, there's a blurry deer running. And then the next picture, there's two coyotes standing there.
Yep.
You know, so they're chasing the deer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're out there. And then the next picture, you get another deer looking around. And then the next picture, you get two or three more coyotes. You know, and that's the way it goes from now through January.
Right. That's almost one of the negatives of cell cams.
It is. It is, because then you really see that there's animals out there that we don't want.
Yeah, you're like, oh.
Yeah, like, oh, get them coyotes out of here.
You were excited to look at a picture, and then that. All right. So what are some of the other things that are moving pretty good so far this holiday season?
Well, I'll tell you, we got some good sales on bows right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's towards the end of the year. You know, we'll be getting new bows in later. And we actually got some of the new bows in for next year, the 2025s.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to move out what we got in inventory this year, the 2023 and 2024 bows we got left. We got anywhere from 10% off to 50% off of some of our bows.
Oh, wow.
And depending on how old they are.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, if it's 2 years old, you're getting 50% off.
That's awesome.
And I've only got a couple of those left.
Okay.
At 50%, but come and check them out.
Okay.
Got a couple of elites, maybe a Bowtech, a PSE, and at least one bear. We got 50% off. And I've been having all this week, we've had three or four guys take advantage of those and got them sighted in. And one family came in and bought the three sons' new bows for Christmas. And we've been having them come in about every other day and shooting. And they're actually doing pretty good. You know, they've never picked up bows before and got a whole family hooked.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Hunter recruitment is important.
Right. Hunter recruitment.
Keep things going. Okay. You know, one thing I've seen a lot of around your shop is you guys sell the Millennium product line. Millennium,
yes.
Tree stands, buck huts. I love them.
I love them too.
I advertise that we use Millennium tree stands at Monarch Rivers.
Yes. And I advertise we use them on our farm.
Yeah.
Because I use there's a couple different ones I use. You know, I use the L110, which is probably the best selling stand out there for Millennium.
That's
21 foot tree stand.
Best tree stand out there.
It is.
When I'm trying to sell somebody on sitting all day in a thicket during the rut, I'm always like, it's a Millennium.
It is a Millennium.
They're like, oh, it's a Millennium?
Yeah. Because their seats are the most comfortable, the quietest out there.
They stay dry.
They stay dry.
Yeah.
And actually, the squirrels don't chew them up.
Big platform.
The big platform, extra wide for the bigger guys.
Shooting rest. The Lifeline comes with every single stand that they sell.
Yes. And that's a big plus. You know, the Lifeline, everybody forgets that when they buy a blind, buy a stand or a blind.
I don't even want to know what they're up to now. They used to be like $100 for a 3-pack. And yes, now
they still are.
So that's a huge throw in.
It is.
When they first came out, I have to admit, I put them up because they came with the stands, and I felt like, all right, so if something goes wrong, I did everything the box said, you know?
Yeah.
And then I got in one hunting, and it held the leash to my safety harness just up above my head level. I could sit down, and it wasn't snug. And then on that offhand bow shot, you aren't getting wrapped up in that, in the leash. You know, before you'd always strap it to the tree.
Right.
And, you know, depending on if you were strapped to a thick branch or the big tree behind it, limited how much leash room you had. Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, I know a lot of guys are doing different things out there now, but, you know, I can't say enough about the Millennium line. Now the buck huts that you have.
Yeah.
What, the one I have, I love it. It is, you got to put it together. It's not as bad as rumor has it. Takes a little while, probably a few hours.
Takes a few hours to put them together.
Yeah. Yeah. You get it stood up, and then you kind of have a tent that you pop over it. Man, those soft-sided blinds, they work just as good as the hard blinds for scent control, as far as I'm concerned.
I think so. You know, and that blind also, it's got a floor to it, you know, so you're really enclosed. You're enclosed totally, so it keeps your scent down. And that Millennium blind, you know, for the money, you know, they're under $1,000, you know, and we got all our Millenniums on sale anyway. You know, it's the end of the year. It's time to move them out.
Right. Yeah. And... You know, I've looked at other brands of soft-sided blinds, and brands that I wouldn't consider the same quality as Millennium.
Yeah,
are
they're not
more expensive.
Yeah, and they are more expensive. Yeah. You know, the Millennium's that buck cut, it's just unbeatable. You know, and they came out this year with a buck cut 180.
Okay.
That it's still a 10-foot stand, and it has the screens that you can see 180 degrees in. And it hides you where you don't have an open window
mm-hmm.
to look through. You got a camouflage window that you can see through, and you can see the deer, but they can't see you.
Okay.
That's what the 180 degree angle is.
Okay. I like that. I like that. Well, let's take a minute and hear a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to the WJBM Outdoor Show, coming to you from the WJBM studios in Jerseyville, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Aaron Quillen. I operate Monarch Rivers, where the mission is simple, kill big deer. And with us, we have Bob Jones of Outrageous Outdoors. We're just talking about some great Millennium tree stands, bows, and thermal optics that they've been selling quite a bit of here leading into the Christmas. And Bob, you sound like you have some pretty good sales going on right now.
Oh, we do. You know, there's some things we have in the store that are, you know, up to 50% off, trying to move some old inventory out. And right now we do have a sale going on. We got 20% off of everything in the store that's not already on sale for more than 20% off. So
it's a big holiday sale right there.
Yes, it is. It is. You know, we're just trying to get some old inventory moved.
Okay.
Know, and even if it's new inventory, we put it on sale.
There you go.
You know, we want to not just sell old stuff. We want to sell the new stuff too and give everybody a good deal for Christmas and hopefully get some customers in there and spend some money.
That's the holiday spirit. I like it. All right. And then... sounds like you have 50% off on all clothing.
Yes.
Pistol accessories and holsters.
Yes. Yeah. You know, we don't sell guns anymore, so our pistol holster sales have dropped. So we're just trying to clean up that inventory.
Okay.
You know, because without selling the guns, you don't sell the holsters.
Well, that's,
you know, just they go hand in hand. So anybody needs a holster, you know, we probably still have something that will fit your concealed carry guns.
Perfect.
We still have some holsters, actually, you know, if the pistol season was coming up for deer, you know, we have holsters for that still. You know, we have gun cases, long rifle cases, some AR cases left. Just trying to move some inventory, 50% off. Let's get them sold.
Okay. And then I also understand that you guys are a big retailer for the e-bikes around here.
Yes, we are. We sell Baku bikes and Rambo bikes.
Okay.
And we got a sale going on them right now. I got a demo Rambo bike. It's basically 50% off retail.
Wow.
And that bike, you know, I demoed myself, you know, took it out in the woods and ran it across the field and all the way up to my tree stand in the dark. And it's unbelievable how the deer do not spook with those e-bikes.
Oh, they're quiet.
They're quiet. And actually your scent goes through there so fast, they really don't even get a whiff of your scent. It's a real game changer for the deer hunter that wants to get in silently.
Okay.
You know, because when you walk in, you're going to spook a deer. They're going to walk away from you. They're going to do something. But you go in there on that bike, I've had deer within 5 minutes walk underneath me in the dark after riding that e-bike in.
Yeah. And it might be a noise or a cadence that's different.
Right.
You know, a two-legged predator makes a certain cadence when they walk.
That's right.
I mean, you know, you can close your eyes in a deer stand and you know oftentimes what's coming in based off how it sounds.
That's right.
So getting rid of that predator cadence is probably a big deal. You know, one thing I noticed when the e-bikes first came out is they really rip up those Bluff Hills in Calhoun.
Yes.
I mean, it's just you're pedaling along and then you get to one of these hills, give it a little juice, and you're up the hill in no time, haven't broken a sweat.
Right.
So on those cold mornings, that's kind of a game changer too.
Oh, it is a game changer. You know, a lot of guys come in that hunt. They want to buy an e-bike that's, you know, $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting that number out there. Well, those bikes aren't going to go up these hills.
Okay.
Not that we have in our area.
Yeah.
They'll go up a slow incline if you pedal.
Yeah.
But try and go up a hill in Calhoun County.
Yeah.
You're going to die. You're going to have a heart attack before you get to the top, or you're going to take that bike and throw it back down the hill.
Right.
Because they don't have the power.
Yeah.
They just don't have the power. You know, these e-bikes now that we sell, they're hunting bikes, and they have either a 750-watt Bafang motor or a 1,000-watt Bafang motor. That's a German-made motor.
Uh-huh.
And they have the power to get you up and down these hills.
Yeah.
You know, and get you where you're going and got the distance to where you don't have to really pedal as fast. You sometimes, if you're going on a steep incline, you're going to have pedal assist.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do that. But they are made for hunters. You know, they're not made for just the casual person that wants to drive a bike through town.
Okay.
You know, and there's a lot of people that think that they can buy the $1,000 bike and do that. But no, you can't. You can't do that.
Yeah, I was just, when I was doing some more research and inquiring on these thermals, I talked to a buddy, and he was like, you know, when you buy something like this, and I'm applying this to the e-bike, but he was talking about the thermal. He said, you want to buy something quality, and then, you know, you'll keep using it.
Right.
You know, some of these lower quality models, you're gonna get a taste of what it's like to have an e-bike, but you're probably gonna end up spending more money because you're gonna want to upgrade.
Right. Yeah, because if you don't spend the money up front, you're gonna be spending the money next year.
Right.
And buying the more expensive bike.
Right. All right, and then, you know, after deer season, we got the late goose, followed by the snow goose conservation. Yes. I'd imagine you guys are stocked up on decoys in preparation for that.
Yep, we're gearing up for the snow goose season. You know, we have snow goose silhouettes and snow goose. We had a few full bodies, but they're gone. And we have the socks, the wind socks. You know, we got a good sale going on them right now. You know, basically $40 a dozen. You know, $40 a dozen on silhouettes, or even some wind socks, you know, with stakes and heads, you know, that's a decent price.
Then if you haven't been on Marketplace, there's some rough looking socks.
Oh, there is.
They want $30 a dozen for.
Right. And these are brand new in the box, $40 a dozen, clean, white, ready to hunt.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. Well, that's about time, man. I thank you for coming out. Yep. Thank you for bringing these scopes out. I'm so interested in what the thermal capabilities are now that I'm aware of, you know, the fact that we can use them. So I'll be in. We're going to look at some of those handheld devices, help me get my clients in and out of the woods effectively.
Yep, and that'll be great. I'll show you everything I can about them, and if anybody else needs to know, have them send them in.
All right.
I know me or Brandon, both. Brandon really knows more than I do. He researches it, and he's got a photogenic memory.
Okay.
And he can tell you everything you need to know about a thermal.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming.